together. Come on.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This means war. You cannot have my family. You cannot have my breakthrough. You cannot have anything that God has for me. Good morning, good morning, good morning all over this land. I just want you to know that we thank you once again for coming on to our morning broadcast in the very presence of the Lord, seeking him first for a rhema word this morning. So we just thank you again. We thank you, South Africa. We thank you, Nigeria, Fiji, Canada, New York, North Carolina, wherever you're at. We just thank you. We thank you, and we just give all honor And glory to God because he woke us up this morning. He woke us up with a sound mind. He woke us up in a place of preparation for anything that comes your way this morning. You have the authority to command your atmosphere. This is how much God loves us. He gives us the authority to command what we will and will not deal with throughout the day. So I command you to set your vision, set your eyes on, to just stay focused and look straight ahead. And anything, any obstacles that come your way, just continue to walk. Just continue to talk. Speak to it as if it's not even there. Just continue to encourage yourself, because sometimes we depend on other people, but only you and God know what your situation is. And this is why it is so important to build a relationship with him. So I say again this morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I'm going to ask you, Father, just have your way on this morning, because I have the expectation for greatness this morning. I have the expectation for greatness. I'm going to say it again. I have an expectation for greatness this morning. Mountains will be moved. Obstacles will be pushed out the way. I'm not going around anything. I'm going through everything. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So again, I say, I have an expectation of greatness. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Will you bring us in prayer? Good morning, Minister Shakita. Father God, as we come before you on this wonderful Wednesday, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We're not going to petition you for anything, Lord Jesus, but we're going to praise your holy name, Father God. We're coming this morning, Father God, like giraffes, Father God, with our necks extended out, Father God, looking to and fro, Father God, looking for the word, Father God, the rhema word that you have for us today, Lord. Because, Father, we know, Father, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. And this is why, Father, we continuously, Father, come and seek after your word, Father God. Seek after your wisdom, Father God. Seek, Father God, to just be in your presence, Lord Jesus. This is why, Father God, we come every morning, Father God, to receive, Lord, what you have for us, your teaching, Father God. We come looking for understanding, Father God. We come looking for knowledge, Father God. We come, Father, looking for a change, Lord Jesus. We do not, Father God, want to be the same person that we were yesterday, Lord Jesus. We do not, Father God, want to walk in the same path, Father God. We want, Father God, for you to lead us and to guide us, Father God, into a path of righteousness, Father, into a path of holiness, Father God, Lord Jesus, so we, Father God, can be acceptable to you, Lord Jesus, as you are acceptable to us, Father God. So, Lord, as the stones stand, Lord, change me, Father God. Change the congregation, Father God. Everybody that has ears to hear this morning, Lord Jesus. Change them, Lord Jesus. Give them the information, Father God. Download it, Father God, into the person that will be bringing, Father God, your unadulterated truth, Father God. Withhold nothing, Lord Jesus. Bring it all, Father God. We're looking for an overflow this morning, Lord Jesus, because, Father, we realize without you that we're nothing, Father God. We realize, Father God, that you are the very breath that we breathe, Father God. We realize, Father God, that you are our source power, Father God, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity, Lord, to plug into that source. So as we go on today, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to allow us to decrease, Father. We ask your Holy Spirit, huh? We ask you, Father God, to just have your way all over the airwaves, Lord. We realize that you have the entire world in your hands, and you are in control, Lord Jesus. Feed your people, Father God. Feed the multitude, Father God. Feed them, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We praise your holy name. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Lord Jesus. We exalt thee, Father God. We love you, Lord Jesus, as we lift our hands up to you this morning, Father God, in a position, Father God, of expectation, Lord Jesus, in a be, Father God, for victory, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you are so worthy to be praised. So we just thank you with all our mind, with all our heart, with all our soul, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just love the Lord, and I'm glad that he loved me first. I am so glad that he loved me first. I am so glad that God put me in a position where I could learn, and in my learning stage, I could earn his trust. I could earn his love, and he showed me that this is how you do it. This is how you do it. No, you did that wrong, but I'm not going to throw you away. I'm just going to clean you up and protect you and shield you and then show you the right way. And this is what I love about this platform. This blog show is that everything that's coming is with truth. It's unfiltered. It's coming from a repentant heart. It's coming from a place of humility. It's coming from a place of greatness. It's coming from people who can sit and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because I might have been in a place where I failed one time in my life, but I knew that I couldn't do it by myself, so I trusted the Lord. I trusted him, and he has placed me on solid ground. So I just want to sit and say to you all this morning, for those that may feel like that you're not worthy, for those that may feel like that things are just can't get any better, for those of you all who are not willing to apply the word of God that he has given you, it's okay, because if you are in a place that you're ready to receive, if you're in a place that you're ready to prove to God who you are, if you're in a place to accept him for who he is in your life and what he can do for you, then just today, this morning, this minute, this hour, you can also have a change in your life. So as we continue on, you all know for 2 weeks ago, it was love. We went into so many different avenues. Now we're in a place of trust, and my very own apostle who just continuously to let God use him and pour into him is just continuing to bless us. I know he's blessing my socks off, as the old people sit and say. So I guess I'm one of those old people this morning, because I have a level of expectation that today I'm going to learn something different than I did yesterday, and I'm able to apply it in my life. I'm able to see where I might have been in the dark tunnel, I see the light, because God is definitely doing something. The train is moving. It's moving pretty fast. People are jumping on. People are getting on board. But I ask you, do not jump back off. Do not jump back off. Go and get somebody else and tell them, this is the freight train. You at the wrong station. This is the train that you need to board. This is the train that you need to get on. Come with me right now in the name of Jesus. But I want to say to you all, I definitely would like to say this. God makes no mistakes. Wherever we're at right now, wherever you're at right now, whatever you're about to receive is what God wants you to hear, what God wants you to apply in your life. because this is the season. It was prophetically stated that God is in a place where he is exposing things. He's taking the covers off of things. He's taking the covers off of things. He's removing things because he wants you to be in the right place at the right time to receive his blessings. And on today, his blessings is the word of God, the true, unadulterated word of God. So as we continue our journey, as we continue on our journey on this freight train, in reference to the topic, trust, I ask you to put your seatbelts on, but first of all, get you a paper, a piece of paper, a pen, whatever. It could be a crayon. It could be a broken pencil, whatever it is. Get it so you can receive it, apply it, and then share it in the name of Jesus. So as we continue to go on and realize that trust is something earned from God and from us. In order for it to work, we have to earn God's trust, and God has to earn our trust. And one thing yesterday in Judges, when talking to Gideon, I did not mention, Gideon had to earn God's trust before he could do anything, before God did anything or moved any place else. And that was because he had to go and burn down the temple of Baal. And that right there in itself, in that date and time, was supposed to get him killed. He was supposed to be killed, stoned to death for tearing down that wicked temple. But he earned, when he did what God asked him to do, when he followed the instructions of what God asked him to do, things didn't do get nothing but better. That relationship formed. It does not say whether he knew him or he did not know him. But one thing about it, I'm going to say that he knew him because he earned God's trust. He followed the directions, the instructions that God gave him. And we know that to love God is to love his, to obey his commandments. And that's exactly what Gideon did. He obeyed knowing that there was a price that came with it. But he was in a place where he said, I'm going to go ahead and do this anyway. That was the number one thing. He earned God's trust. I'm not going to go any further. I want to sit down. I want to get my pencil, my paper, and continue to take notes. So I am going to turn it over to Apostle Temple as he continues to teach us, continues to pour into us. And I want to sit and say this. I go on YouTube a lot, and I look at different things, or something may pop up in my feed or something, and I see a lot of people, a lot of prophets, a lot of people on there teaching and whatnot, and they always have on there, you can sow into with their cash out whatever information, whatever it is that they're requesting. So at that point in time, they're telling you, I'm giving you this information, but you can pour, you can sow a seed into this situation. You can sow a seed. So basically at the end of the day, they're asking for something back. They're asking you to pay for the information that they have given you. I can't sit and say this to you. Out of the 3 years that I have been under as Apostle Temple, being my shepherd, being the person that's been over me and my family, leading us and guiding us, never once have I ever heard him ask for anybody to pay him for the information that God has given him. See, instead of him asking to be blessed, he becomes the blesser. He becomes the person that sits and say, I just have to share what God says to me because I am everybody's brother and a sister's keeper. I am the person that's not trying to leave anybody behind. So this is why I sit and say to you all, God is in the blessing season. Everybody may not see things the way that I see it. I see it as if God is trying to tell you something. And while he's telling you something, he's putting you on a path so you can be successful. He's putting you in a path where you can be prosperous. He's putting you in a path so it you can live as it is in heaven, it is on earth. God is allowing you to get into a place where you can obtain riches. He's putting you in a place where you can understand and identify who you truly are, ambassadors in Christ, without no charge, without no charge. So I sit and say to you all, listen to the blesser. Listen to the blesser. Receive what the blesser has, because God has blessed him with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, patience, in order for him to bless you and I with what God has down poured in him. And that is such a self, and it just makes me realize how much God loves me, because we can all walk around in darkness and not even be in a place where we know this truth, not even be in a place where we're able to share this truth. So don't sleep. Do not slumber. And just know you can call your friends and let them know they can get on the block. It's free. We're not going to charge you. We're not going to charge you. We are the blessers in this situation. So I'm sorry, Apostle Temple, I had to just get that out, turning it over to you. Good morning, sir. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, good morning. God bless everybody, and God bless thousands of you that is tuning in this morning all the way from Australia, South Africa, Nigeria. God bless you all, Nigeria, for tuning in. Amen. And I just thank God for you all, because you are very radical individuals and very people that is hungry for the things of the Lord and hungry for the things of truth. Amen. And also our brothers and sisters checking in the United Kingdom. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. One of the things that Evangelist, she was sharing about us charging, you know, I'm a firm believer into what Scripture says and Scripture declares. I'm not into, other words, it goes back to trust. I trust what God says. I trust what Scripture says. Amen. You got to understand something, that when you become an employee from the kingdom of heaven, many people say this stuff. Many people say that they are an employee from God, their assignment from God, and all this kind of stuff here. But the question is, who is your financial source? And your financial source going to determine who is you work for. Amen. And if so many people put God as their financial source, but it's so not true, because, you know, the people becomes their financial source. You know, I got a question. If the people, if it's in the leaders on the line, if the people decides to walk away or decides to leave or decides to move on to something else, you know, can your financial obligation still be taken care of? Amen. Regardless of what you done established, can it still be taken care of? And if it still could be taken care of through your hands and through the hands that God done blessed, because you begin to operate the same principles that you teach. And that's something that the body of Christ is very off balance with, because we begin to teach it, but nobody is very select few operate into the teaching that they give. Amen. And so many people get so caught up into the different things of the lifestyle that they have and cars that folks have and stuff like that. But the question is, how did you get it? How did you accumulate all these things that you say that God bless you, you know? And we have to deal with the truth. And that's something that if people are going to begin to grow, you're going to begin to mature, if you're going to begin to establish yourself into the kingdom of God and establish yourself with God, you have to begin to come into the realization of the truth. Amen. And if you don't come into the realization of the truth of what the Bible says, I'm not talking about somebody interpretation. I'm not talking about what somebody give one or two scriptures, amen, or they could pull a verse and they could begin to say or elaborate on that verse that they pull. We have masters, people that will master the context of pulling the verse and begin to give an interpretation of the verse. I want to share something with you all, and hopefully I believe one of these sometime this year, God's going to get me back to do a Bible study with so many of you all. understand, to get the full context of what the verse is saying, you have to know the story. Amen? So many people take the story out and they begin to put the verse in, and that's why it's losing so many saints of God. It's losing so many people, amen, to where you are getting confused by the word, because this person here has their own interpretation. That person has their own interpretation. How in the world, saints of God, I want y'all to take a step and look at this. How in the world, we got one verse, the verse is saying everything, but we got thousands of interpretations or thousands of sermons or thousands of messages for that one verse. Amen? Something ain't going on here, because that one verse deals with what? One story. Amen? And that one story deals with what? One the scene that is happening. So we have to deal with truth. We have to deal with the Bible and what the Bible says. I'm talking about through Genesis and through Revelation, where you begin to do your studies. All right? Don't do your studies off of scripture. Amen? I understand that some people do their study off a word. They'll say, well, I'm doing my study off of anger. I'm doing my study off of prosperity. I'm doing my study off of this. Baby, let me tell you something. Do your studies off of reading the whole story of the Bible. Read the book. Amen? Catch the story. Catch what is laid out before you. Catch the what the author done wrote, and begin to have a picture in your mind. Amen? That's my advice to give to so many people. And that way, when you begin to study anger, these different things, amen, you'll understand the ins and outs. And what I mean by the ins and outs, so many people give, they understand one direction, but they don't understand the other direction. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, this is what I mean. Well, you might read about this person got anger, or God got anger in this scripture, but the question is why? Amen? This is the question. So many people begin to apply things in their life according to a verse context, amen, and they're finding out that what they're applying or what somebody told them of the interpretation, my goodness, I'm digging deep this morning and uprooting some things, amen? They're finding out that they really didn't need that. Not everything in the Word of God you're not going to need, amen? Not everything in the Bible you're going to need. I don't need the information. I understand, and I learned the story about Sodom and Gomorrah, but guess what? I don't have no intention of going that way in my life. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't have no intention. It's just not. I know many people say, well, you know, you can't say never. Baby, I can say never, because at the end of the day, sinness and wrongness and doing what you want to do is a state of choice. Amen? It's a state of choice. It's not something that you have to do. So I can say, you can say that you could stop this. I'm not going that way. You can say, I'm not putting up with this. You can say, nobody is not going to entrap me. You ain't going to use me no more. Come on, somebody, this morning. Amen? You can say that what is not going to happen, and you can say what is going to happen. Why? Because the kingdom of God is established on what? A foundation that is called choice. Amen? It's your choice. Amen? So not everything, my God Almighty, pertaining to the book is going to be pertaining to you. Amen? It's your choice. Which direction you are going. Which place you are going. Amen? And so now we come with this context where pertaining to trust. Amen? Trust is pertaining to Genesis through Revelation. God got an issue, my God Almighty, with folks he don't trust. Amen. I thought God trusts with everybody. Amen. No, God do not. God loves everybody, but he do not trust everybody. But don't sit there because Sister So-and-so don't ran all over the church and her weed don't fall out and she just, and all this kind of stuff here. Amen. Don't get caught up into some of these folks testing lies. Amen. And thinking that they got it going on. And here you go trying to get with them and be a mentor on them just to find out that they got so much of other stuff going on. Amen. You have to establish your trust with God for your own self. You cannot notice what somebody says. I don't learn a long time ago, people will paint this picture, my God, that is
so elaborate, so great, you'll be like, oh my goodness, just to get behind closed doors, it's a counterfeit. It's some foolishness going on to where you didn't see it. Amen? So you got to be careful what comes out in front of you before you start digesting where you're going with this here, Pastor. Well, let me go ahead and get in some trouble a little bit. Amen? And this is why so many churches or so many saints or so many people got a problem with churches. Amen? Because first of all, when you came into that ministry or you came into that area, you begin to not do your homework. Amen? Yes, I'm putting it back on you. I'm not going to put it all on the leaders, because if you did your homework, you'll begin to like, listen, I cannot God sent me here. I believe God let me here, but let me sit and study. Let me sit and watch. Let me sit that everything is adding up with the leader of the house. There's no foolishness going on. So God, I'm a sit. And my God, I know I'm getting in trouble here. Amen. When you come to ADM, I tell people you sit for a minute. Make sure you learn your pastor, get to know your leader. Why? Because at the end of the day, you'll know who you're under. Amen. You know that you are you up under somebody just talking good talk, but they don't got to walk. They don't have the walk in them. Amen. Or you up under somebody, amen, they walk it, but they can't talk it. Amen. Or you up under somebody, amen, that they got both. They got a good talk, and at the end of the day, they got a good walk to prove the talk that they have, and they got a good actions to prove what they done said. Amen. What are you under? And so many people cannot determine what they are under. Why? And then they begin to develop this trust. Trust of what? Trust of what they say out of their mouth. So now you trust in what somebody said out of their mouth, and now their action says another thing. No, what you did, you put it all in one Campbell soup bowl. You put their mouth, what they said, the words out of their mouth, and you put their action where they never told you, my God Almighty, to trust their action, or they never showed you any signs where you could trust their action. But you trust the words, and you equal that up or line that up to with somebody's actions, and what happened with that, now you got thrown off track. Amen. When you begin to see somebody went left or they done did something, now you got a problem. Well, that also comes from a lack of information pertaining to trust. Why is that, Pastor? Because I said it on the other day that even though, my God, you might trust somebody, but that's not guaranteed that they are not going to hurt you. I'm going to say that again. You can trust somebody, but that doesn't mean that they ain't going to trust you. You can trust somebody, that doesn't mean that they ain't going to disappoint you. You could trust somebody, that doesn't mean that they might not walk out on you. You could trust somebody, that doesn't mean, amen, all it means, amen, I can let you in past a certain area in my life, or I receive from you, my God, I receive from you like I don't receive from nobody else. I trust you, amen. And so many people are wrapped up so much of things involved, not understanding with trust and not understanding, amen, with what it is. I want to give you a fire. Let me get help some of your Bible scholars out just for a second, amen. Watch this here. My God, you remember when Jesus was dealing with his disciples, amen, and this one particular, amen, this one particular that came then, amen, as a thief, and his name is what? Y'all know his name, amen, because we talk about him all the time, Judas, amen. Y'all already had a Judas. What Jesus did with Judas? Jesus made Judas a what? A treasure. How in the world are you going to make this individual a treasurer, amen, and this individual got some issues going on, and at the same time, watch this, Jesus had trust at that moment of him being what? Over the finance treasury. Watch this. Even though Judas or Jesus developed a level of trust with Judas, amen, as Judas was being over the financial, my God, walking with Jesus, amen, but what happened? Judas disappointed Jesus. What he did? He betrayed Jesus where? At the table. Y'all about to hear me here. Don't play with me. We'll back this thing up with the word. Y'all hear me here, amen? So that doesn't mean, my God, because you trust somebody, it doesn't mean they won't betray you. It doesn't mean they won't disappoint you. It doesn't mean they won't let you down. And now individuals get into their feelings, and the enemy begin to take a hold to them. I won't trust nobody again. No, baby, that just comes from your lack of intellect about trust. because you thought trust was one thing, or trust will talk to you, or you portrayed it as one thing, but it's really not. Hey, y'all about to hear me, because I could trust you for a season, and after that season is up, amen, I can't deal with you. I probably can't deal with you no more. Why? Because people could be good, or they could be they can have a level of truth at 1 minute, my God Almighty, but then they could go sour another minute. What are you saying? Well, many of you talk about false prophet. You got a false prophet, false teacher. Well, let me tell you something. Before a false prophet becomes a false prophet, or they was a honest prophet, or there was a true prophet first. You have to be established in the ranks before you get a title from it. So if the Bible calls a false prophet, that means at one point that false prophet was a prophet of God. And what something done came into their life, something done detoured them, something done caught their attention and caused them to square away. So now that prophet that was walking with God, now they became a false prophet, a lying prophet, a prophet that God's hand that is not on him. God never took the title away. He just added to the title, and the title is what? False. Y'all hear me? So other words, you could be trustworthy in one season, and the next season you could be what? Established that you cannot be followed. The man of God said it like this, plain and simple. Follow me as I follow who? As I follow God. That is a state of choice. That is a state of decision making. That is a state of, my God, giving also a contract unto you. So other words, the contract says, as I follow God, you trust me. But when I take my eyes of God, when I don't follow God, don't you trust me? It's something irks me about y'all saints of God. Amen. You know, God doggy is fornication, is lying, is cheating, is mess going on around you. I'm just gonna sit here and baby, you the devil is a liar. My soul and salvation is at risk. And until I can pray for you, but I don't have to pray for you in the same area with you. My prayers could travel. I could be somewhere else and pray for you. You better start taking a control of your soul and salvation, because once somebody get their eyes off God, and what is going to happen to you, baby? Once they begin to play these games, what's going to happen to you? I just pray and I declare and decree that the church stop playing church, and they begin to hold folks accountable that say they walk with God, and stop giving somebody something precious that God gave you, unless they what? Earn it. Amen. Talk is, somebody need to go ahead and tweet this, text this, and say talk is cheap, talk is cheap, talk is cheap. Y'all about to hear me. Talk is cheap. What make the talk valuable? Your actions. Y'all about to holler at me. Your action. Your car don't make it valuable, because your car can be bought by somebody else. Your house don't make it valuable, because somebody can bless you with that house. You can manipulate somebody and got that house. Y'all about to hear me up in here. So in other words, your things that you have don't make your talk valuable. What make your talk valuable is you ready to get in the mud and work with the saints of God. Can you go ahead and prove that I could get in a gutter? You come from nothing. You come from anything. Amen. But we're going to strive and work this thing together. I'm going to go through the knuckles and bustle. I'm going to lose some hair. I'm going to lose some sleep trying to pull you where you got to go. Why? Because God done establish in my life who I am. He done establish in my life what I have. If somebody know where the well is at the end of the day, they could teach you how to drink it. Don't tell me where the well is and you don't got a blueprint and you don't know where it's at. You never drunk from the well yourself. You just quoting what somebody else said. You just quoting what somebody else telling you, but yet you cannot establish in your own life. Somebody got to bring you the water. You manipulate individual that sowing in my life is going to make you blessed. Yes, when God leads them to, because at the end of the day, they could sow in your life out of season and nothing is not going to happen. I hope I stepped on somebody toe and making somebody say out, out, out and ooh, ooh. Ooh, you start positioning yourself to be manipulated, and now I don't trust nobody. I don't trust these preachers. I don't trust nobody. I can't trust these leaders. These old lying leaders. All these leaders be lying. All these leaders be doing this. And oh my goodness, ain't nobody around here right. Ain't nobody around here right. You got to understand, the devil will always magnify something that is not good. Because why? The world loves drama. The world loves gossip. The world loves all this nonsense. Don't you think that folks, my God, that is close to an individual don't know what's going on? At the end of the day, you can open up your, if you claim yourself so spiritual deep, you need to open up your own eyes. Amen. You need to begin to walk in truth and trust with yourself. Because the first thing that you need to establish with, you need to establish that I need to trust in who? I need to trust in the Lord. Baby, get somewhere they teaching you how to quote God first. Amen. How you could quote God. Amen. Because a lot of times, a lot of relationship don't have the trust because they have not established, my God, a healthy beginning. They feel so, I just need to jump into this. Baby, God want to prove to you. He say, trust me, I want to prove to you. I want to prove to you I can pay your bills. I want to prove to you, girl, I can heal you. I want to prove to you that I'm a father to the fatherless. I want to prove to you that I stepped up to the plate. I want to prove to you. And where somebody prove, my God, they loyal to you at, it's in the state of coke ship. Y'all about to hear me. They begin to quote you and they begin to prove to you, I got your back. You don't have to, my God, before you even put this commitment out here, I got your back. I got you. Amen. I'm going to be with you. I already showed you. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to prove to you, I got you. Amen. Yeah, you went to that club. Guess what? They went to shoot and I got you out of there early because I know something finna happen. I got you. So now your commitment, and when your commitment comes to God, it's not established for what somebody says. I feel a shout moment right there. I feel a hallelujah. Your commitment or your trust in God is not established for somebody test the line. Your commitment and your trust in God is not established what somebody whooping and hollering about. Your commitment and your trust with God is established, baby, with your walk. It's established where you done came from. It's established you know you should have been shot in that club, but he made a way. It's established you know you should have been homeless, but somehow he came to pay your bill. It's established you know that sickness should have took you out, but when you went back to the doctor said, I don't know what's wrong. Even before you were sold out, it was already established. I wish somebody, my God, would tweet again and say, talk is cheap. You got to put up or shut up. Y'all about to hear me up in here. Somebody need to say, you need to put up or shut up. I'm just about done. So things have to be established, amen? And this is where some of you need to go back and relook at your relationship. A lot of your relationship is not working, not because of you. It's because you have not established things in that relationship, amen? You just taking what everybody else said, amen? You just take, let me tell you something, that's a blueprint. You need to establish some things in your life, in your relationship, amen? Jacob is a prime example that he had established some things with God. He said, God, if you be with me, if you give me clothes, you give me something to eat, you're going to take care of me on this journey. He said, then you will be my God. So in other words, Jacob, my God, even though, my God, God's hand was on him, he was in a place of courtship. Amen. He said, I'm going to establish this thing. And God showed up and proved himself to who? Jacob. And the Bible declares that Jacob, my God, did what he said he's going to do after God did what he said he's going to do. You got to establish some things. I know this is kind of tough for you all, because many of you all just say, well, you need to just take this. This is why you got trust issue now, because you up there just taking everything. Take this, get this, shove this, got that. You have not established nothing in your own life. You need to begin to establish some things, amen? That way your soul and salvation is not continually, or somebody tell you, girl, you finna go to hell. You better stop this. You better stop that. No, baby, I'm saved because me and God done established something. God keep his end of the bargain. I keep my end of the bargain. We got to help the relationship right here. It's not because I'm afraid of hell. It's not because I'm afraid of trouble. It's because, my my goodness, when I need him to show up, can I get in my Baptist voice? When I need him to show up, he showed up on time. He established that. He established that he ain't going to leave you. He established that he ain't going to forsake you. He established what he say he going to do. Evangelist,
I'm the Lord. Praise the Lord. As you all see that trust, as Apostle Temple said on Monday, this trust, it is so, it has so much depth to it. Today, we learned about establishing, the word establishing. In order for you to get from one place to the next, you have to establish. And what I loved about it was he said to trust in the Lord is to start a courtship with him, to begin a courtship with him. Just don't take anything. You have to sit back and pay attention to what is going on in your surroundings. And what he said about in ADM, when you come to ADM, he tells you to sit for a while, sit back and listen, sit back and look, sit back and pay attention to your surroundings. It's true. It's not something that he just pulled out the sky, something he just pulled up and picked up off the ground. It is not a garbage can statement. It is a true statement, because I was told that by him and First Lady. Just sit back. Just sit back. And I had to sit back. But me, I already knew where God had told me to be. God had already shown me exactly through a dream years before that. So I was in a place where, no, God, you showed me, you told me, I'm ready. I'm ready to be here. I'm ready to understand. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready. But we do. We must establish things. As Apostle Temple say, put up or shut up. Talk, if you can talk it, but can you walk the walk? And it all goes back to choices, making the right choices. I sit and I say to you all, I guarantee you that you have not heard this word broken down the way that it is broken down. Ask yourself, why in this season is God teaching me something that I thought I've learned 50, 40, 30, 20, however old you are, many years ago? Why is God opening my eyes? Why is he pulling the scales off of my eyes right now? Why is he taking the wax out of my ears? Why am I not thinking? Why do I have a clear path to my thinking? Why is things in my heart unloosening? Because God wants to take you to another level. God wants to teach you, so you can be in a place where you stop stumbling over your feet, where you stop going around the same mountain over and over. It is no way. I'm sitting here as Apostle Temple is talking, looking through my books, looking through everything, looking for that word establishment. I would have never thought of it. I, in my own mind, I love the Lord. I study the Bible. I read the Bible. I try to apply things. And sometimes it takes God, because we, as people, can sit, we can read the Bible. We may not understand, but God is doing a thing where he is putting people in our path that can walk the walk, that can put up so you can shut up, that can sit and say, I lead by example. I live by example. I have an establishment. My core values mean everything. So this is why I'm in a place where I can produce different things by using God's kingdom principles. I'm sitting and telling you all, this is a series that I've been on the phone, I've been texting people. I am going to start putting it on my Facebook, because it's something that I want everybody. I'm not selfish. I want everybody to get it so we can move forward, so you can reap the benefits of God. You speaking to somebody that's been down and out, but he trusted the Lord. He courted the Lord. He applied the teachings. He applied the hard times, the trials, the tribulations. And now he's at a place when God says, you know what, Apostle Temple, you trusted me. You did every single thing that you're telling to the multitudes this morning, and this is why I chose you. I placed my hand. I went and I chose you to teach my people. People, do not sleep. Do not slumber. I am going to keep saying it. We have lived in a place of lack of knowledge for so long. It is nothing better to sit and be able to look. When you do look over your back, you are able to see the old things that you, how you used to be, what you used to do, how you used to act, and then go into the newness, turn your head suddenly, and go right back and sit and say, wow, God, look where you got me at now, Father. Look where you got me at now, Lord Jesus. It's such a beautiful thing. I sit and say to you all today, reach out to your friends. This is a critical moment for me. It's a critical moment because, see, I didn't walk around the wilderness for 40 years. When I got to the fork of the road this time around, that I wasn't going to go another year. I was not going another year. I'm applying the teachings, and God is teaching me every single day, and I'm grateful for it. You should be grateful. Have a heart, an attitude of gratitude, because you, this information, if you go someplace else, you're going to pay $1,000 plus. I'm sitting and telling you, prophecies, you're going to pay for those prophecies. Apostle Temple is only teaching us what God has allowed him to teach us in this season and in this timing. So, Apostle, do you have any concluding words, any words that you would like to close us out in?
Amen. You know, many people, you know, done jumped into a relationship that they wasn't ready for. And now the relationship they jumped into with the Lord that they wasn't ready for, because nothing was established on their end, they finding out that this relationship was hard. It's difficult, and they cannot stay safe. And, you know, and their salvation is contingency on something else or somebody else. I want you all to take a look and try to take a step back. Some of you need to take a step back, and you need to re-quote God. You need to go back into courtship and do different things. You know, when I say, you know, we take him everywhere, me and my wife, we take God everywhere. We go here, we take him everywhere and all that. We still trip out, have a good time or whatever. Because in my young time, I established that I could quote God and I could go to different places to where I don't have to feel this religion weighed it down. I know when I stayed in the place too long, because I have this feeling, say, okay, it's time to go. Being in this environment too long. So you need to go back and reestablish some things to cope God. If you want, Pastor will be here to help you. I help you every step of the way. Because you've been sold, and you stand sold out before him and with him. You're going to see that this is such a beautiful thing. It's a blessing. But because of you didn't really know what you was getting into, because of people painted a picture, they, you know, begin to elaborate on verses and begin to tell you this, and you've been developed off of what somebody said. And because of what somebody said, y'all realizing that in the reality that stuff is really crazy on some of these things that they said. It just doesn't happen like that. I wish it did happen that, you know, for my troubles and all that I went through, I'm getting double. God give me double. I'm pulling $1 million out of the air. I'll turn around and I'm reaching up. I'm receiving it. I wish that stuff was true. God knows I did, because you know what? It'd be so many of you all be well off big time. But is that the reality? Absolutely not. God just don't give it to anybody. He just don't bless anybody like that. Oh, God has been a blessing. No, you got to understand, grace and mercy over your life looks like a blessing, but it's really grace and mercy giving you a timing, giving you a set timing, or holding you up
before you could get into the blessing. Because once you bless, I'm telling you right now, and you trust God, brothers and sisters, you don't have to worry about nothing. We've been in a pandemic. I didn't even know we was in one. And I ain't talking about I receive or my family and I, we receive from the government. We don't get nothing from the government. We don't even get no help or anything. We don't want it. Because why? Because our life is blessed and we trust God. Did we have to take a special offering for the church and different things like that? No, our church become very, matter of fact, the financial exploded. And we was able to help different ones. Ones called. We able to bail them out. Look up them. Operate as the body of Christ as God commanded us to do. That's who we are. We had to do special offering. I need y'all to sow a little bit more. We're into that. I need y'all to give a little bit more. Absolutely not. Pastor, teach the word. Apostle, teach the word. And by you teaching the word, you live the word. And when you do that, God going to see everything through. Put the work in for you can establish trust with the people and trust with God for the people to see the blessings coming into their life. Don't just tell them. Be about it. Actions speak louder than words. Talk is cheap. That's your evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Drop the mic. How many of y'all and drop the mic? I'm just telling you, it is the blesser is doing a blessing, giving us a blessing on today. Apostle, we, as always, thank you for the words of wisdom, the words of knowledge that you impart in us on a daily basis. We thank you. I know that I'm just praying that God just continue to allow it to flow, because this is how you know that God is doing it. Flows. It flows, and it touches every area. It touches every aspect. Again, I'm going to leave you with this. Don't you slumber. Do not sleep. Call everybody. Let them know. This is a topic that you do not want to miss, because so many of us stay in the darkness as it relates to trust. And trust is a very important part of our life. If there's no trust in situations, you are going to stay in a state of confusion. I am going to say that again. You have to be in a place, you got to pay attention to your surroundings. You have to know when, like Apostle Temple said, just because you trust does not mean that you won't get hurt, does not mean that you won't be disappointed, does not mean that you will not be betrayed. It all runs together with the choices that you make based on the establishment.
First, Evangelist, so, I want to say this. I want to say this because we got a lot of Nigeria family on the line. And I want to say this, Nigeria. You don't have to trust in black magic and to try to establish a church or different things with God. You don't have to trust that nonsense and that foolishness. You don't have to trust voodoo. You don't have to trust witchery and trickery and going into the woods and begin to operate with this foolishness. Amen, to trust God, because what it's going to do is going to backfire on you. And one thing about the devil begin to eat and devour his own when you walk with him. I want to set you free in the name of Jesus, because one thing I want to establish with you, and over there in Nigeria, you trust God, that's all you need. You don't need to trust in the voodoo and the witch doctor trying to get finances and try to get members and all this kind of nonsense here. You trust in the power of God. Because there's nothing like the power of God. And you begin to trust in him. Because once you begin to go into the dark side, the enemy going to devour you. Don't be foolish to deal with that nonsense. And many of you, that if you are operating that nonsense, I release an anointing that will break and free you in the name of Jesus. Because God is the only way, and he's the only truth. I'm not worrying about all this stuff coming over here across the water, but let me tell you something. The anointing that is on my life is bigger than that foolishness that y'all try to do. But you got to trust God. And when you trust God, you're going to see that God can bless you bigger, better than anything you can imagine. I'm out, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. What an ending word. Felt that in my belly. I felt it in my belly. Receive the word. Receive. receive the word. Hallelujah. We will, oh, Jesus, we will see you all back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Listen, let that last, that ending part, now let it resonate in your mind. Understand what God just said to you. In the name of Jesus, a release, a new anointing was sent over to you. God released an anointing where you do not have to be the same. You do not, in the name of Jesus. What a word, Apostle Temple. Thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you. And that goes for some of us in the United States or all the other nations or countries that are on this line as well. But what a word. What a word. We will see you all back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Call everybody, everybody that you know. Flood the timelines. God is speaking to the multitudes. He's all over the world. He has the whole world in his hands. Thank you, First Lady. He has the whole world in his hands. So remember that. And know that he is talking to every last one of us. There is no discrimination. Be a part of it. We see you again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Hear the word in Jesus' name. Amen.